There's a new report out that Americans spend $490 million on Halloween costumes for their pets.
Oh, I believe it. 100%.
Okay. Here's the thing, though, Raven.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put your pets in costumes.
Oh, come on.
No, that's a real thing. According to experts, pets rely on their body language to communicate. So when you cover a tail, the ears, the whiskers, it makes it difficult and it can make them feel frightened or uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so for the hour or so, and let's be honest, my dogs will put on their costumes for all of about 3 minutes. If they can't communicate, I can see all their emotion in their face, let me assure you.
Mm-hmm.
And they are displeased at the costume. Baxter loves to wear clothes.
Yep.
The little one, he loves to wear clothes. He does whatever it is. If you tell him that this is your sweater, this is your jacket or whatever, he gets fired up for it. Barkley, on the other hand, cannot stand anything you put on him. He will not move. He'll just look at you so disappointed in you, like, you did this to me, Dad. Or why did you let Mom do this to me?
For years, Lila Bear, our rescue, we would dress her up with us for the Halloween costume, mm-hmm. like to match the family.
Yeah.
And then I was like, she's incredibly fearful. She's a special needs dog. And I go, why am I putting through hell? Like, yeah. For what? For, like, this one picture? So now she doesn't do it. But hated things is that she thinks that we don't love her anymore.
Right.
Because we don't include her in the Halloween group picture.
And when she does that sad dog face, you won't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to tell. Maybe she's right.
No, she has resting dog face. She always looks the same, petrified. Yeah.
So this year, my dogs are either going to be, we've got two sets of costumes for them. So we've got unicorns. And the other one is a lobster and a shark.
What kind of crazy people buy two? You don't do that for your children. You buy two sets of different costumes for your pets?
Well, we didn't know which one we were really going to prefer. And dog costumes, it's hit or miss right now. If this stuff isn't sitting on a boat out in the ocean waiting to be unloaded, like, you just got to take what's available. So, you know, given the body type of my dogs, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're not big on the lions or whatever. Like, they're longer dogs. They're long. They're not wiener dogs, but they're short and they're longer, right? And one of them's tall and longer. No, either way.
Are they sexy unicorn dog costumes?
So typically they have to be like a food item, right? They're like a taco or a hot dog or, like, you know, they've been a dragon before from a festival, like, you know, a pinata or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure your dog loves being a pinata. But there's a list of actually the worst costumes that your dogs hate.
Okay.
Hold on. Tell me again what the two sets of costumes
are. A lobster and a shark this year or a pair of unicorns.
Lobster and a shark. They don't like being other animals and makes them feel inferior. But, I swear that's real thing I read.
They've never seen a shark or a lobster.
How do you know that? They,
because they live with me.
Oh,
so
maybe you're right.
They've never seen that before.
Okay. other costumes that animals apparently hate, according to the internet.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, because they don't want to wear glasses, which seems self-explanatory.
Yeah, I can't get hats on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't go for hats.
Anything that has a dumb hat, they say that you shouldn't put on your dog, like the Sherlock Holmes or like the astronaut that comes with the helmet. Like, remember when Dakota, my toddler, was a baby, I made her an astronaut too.
Yeah.
And it was hard enough to get her head helmet.
Last year, Baxter and Barkley were a rocket and an astronaut.
It's hard to get their heads in those things.
It is.
And even as an adult, when you're that, it's hard. And also, the number one thing you should not let your dog be for Halloween is, you know how they have the FedEx ones where they're pretending to carry the fake box?
Yes.
Too much pressure. It's like a toy they can't get to. It's really stressful for them. Don't
do it. Now, that makes a little bit more sense. Mm-hmm. I get that. It's a carrot in front of the eye.
Yep.